Joining us right now to discuss the COVID situation in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
As always, Dan, thank you for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
Well, now, before we get into COVID, I do want to talk to you about the weather today because we've got some really extreme heat going on right now. What's going on in the city right at this moment?
Yeah, we have a cooling center set up. We set it up yesterday, Brockton Emergency Management, BEMA, in conjunction and collaboration with Brockton Housing Authority. So specifically for our seniors or anybody that needs to be in a cooler environment, it's at 45 Goddard Road, which is off of West Elm Street. It's one of the high rises there. So that's our focal point right now. We also have been great this summer giving out air conditioners and fans. We were fortunate enough to get a grant, so mostly given out to seniors within the city of Brockton. But it's hot, so if you can stay indoors, please do so.
All righty. And now, of course, I do want to get to you. What's the latest in terms of numbers in regards to COVID?
Yeah, I mean, it's alarming. I mean, it's concerning. We're at 436 deaths, so that has not gone up, thankfully, in probably a month now. But 225 current active cases, 14,615 total cases. So nonetheless, I have the mask mandate is in effect for city buildings and schools, out of abundance of caution. So we're looking at the metrics. Dr. Rick Herman and I will have a call again this afternoon with Nino Montesir, who heads up our Board of Health. So again, the Delta variant and the breakthrough cases are real. The census numbers, people in the hospital are going up as well. So it is concerning, and we're truly monitoring it on an hourly basis to see what the next steps would be.
And, of course, I also have to ask, right now, with summer still going on, what's the latest in terms of the summer programs in the city?
Yeah, I mean, they're still active. They're outdoor. We're doing it in a safe manner. The pools will be closing the third week of August, two city pools, the Manning Pool at Brockton High and the Cosgrove Pool over on the east side of the city. The Summer After Dark program, sponsored by my office and the community schools, is still ongoing, and Boys and Girls Club and Y. So we are still actively doing extracurricular enrichments and athletic endeavors in the city of Brockton. And we are, again, doing it in a safe manner, and also in a manner like this week, because it's so hot, we're providing waters and the like. And the summer's mayor's concerts are still ongoing every Wednesday night outside at Brockton City Hall from 5:30 to 7:30. Last night was a little steamy. And then on Thursday and Friday nights, we continue to do our outdoor beer garden called Prova, P-R-O-V-A. And again, we're doing that in a safe manner. So we are providing some opportunities for people to get outside and enjoy some companionship. But we are also really working in a diligent way to make sure we can try to minimize the spread.
And of course, as summer's ending, school year just on the horizon now.
Yeah, I mean, we had a school committee meeting the other night. Again, the seven elected school committee members for the seven ward districts, myself as chair, and then Superintendent Mike Thomas. So we are going to be going back. I mean, DESE, Department of Education, has mandated that. So, we have to do it in a safe manner as well. And, Brockton High is the largest public high school east of the Mississippi. So, we're looking at every alternative, and we have the PPE and the mask disinfectants. We have a great staff, great custodial staff that are cleaning as well. So, it is kind of a wait-and-see approach, but September 2, Brockton Public Schools will open on Thursday. So, Superintendent Thomas and I, as products of Brockton Public School, we understand the urgency to make sure that the staff and the students are in a safe environment.
Now, I wanted to ask you about something non-COVID related. The city has been really dealing with illegal street vehicles.
Yes, I've met, it becomes a nuisance, and it becomes really a quality of life and a safety issue. So I've met with Chief Gomes many, many, many times. Ward 4, City Councilor Suna Castro has met with us on this as well. So we really ramped up enforcement. We actually have seized vehicles as well. And, it's not unique to Brockton. We're seeing this throughout the Commonwealth, throughout the nation. But it really is a safety issue. So I want to thank the chief and all the Brockton police officers working diligently to try to really make it a safe streets in the city of Brockton. But we have confiscated, and we've issued citations, and we've also gone to court over some of these matters.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Stay cool, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.